celebrities, right? They're just like us, okay? Well, they are before they got famous anyway. Maybe not while they're famous, okay? You ever wonder what your favorite stars were doing before they made it big? For instance, Russell Crowe, who played Gladiator and won Academy Award for Gladiator. We're going to get to you, Steve. This actor used to be a DJ.
Russell Crowe did?
Yes, he's a gladiator.
Russell Crowe? Freedom himself?
No, not
that's,
him.
That's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Russell Crowe used to be gladiator.
Oh, you're not entertained.
Yeah. He used to be a DJ. He worked at an Australian nightclub. All right, his stage name? Russ LaRock.
You better get it, Russell.
I love it.
Russ LaRock.
Okay. This one is really hard to believe, Steve. Brad Pitt used to work at El Pollo Loco right here in Los Angeles.
Go on, Brad.
But he stood outside of the El Pollo Loco.
With the sign?
No, in a chicken suit.
Brad Pitt did?
Brad Pitt. Fine, Brad Pitt, right?
Beginning of greatness. Yeah.
All right. Brad Pitt. Your friend, Steve, Chris Rock, used to work in Red Lobster as a busboy. Okay. Cheese biscuits. I bet he ate all the cheese biscuits he could ever want.
Cheddar biscuits be rolling.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston had an odd job. She says she took pride in cleaning toilets.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Cleaning jobs.
She had odd jobs cleaning. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Cleaning stuff. So, yeah. All right. So, Steve, come on. Let us have it.
Boy,
first job.
Your first job, paper out. Let's get on up to when I was filling out applications and stuff.
20 jobs later.
Come home from college.
Yeah.
Freshman. I need money. Fry cook at Burger King.
Mm. All right.
On fries.
Polyester suit, hat cocked to the side.
Of course.
Dropping fries.
Music on in the back.
Really, Steve?
Wanted so bad for them to put me on that open flame broiler so I could lay them patties on top.
Whopper, baby.
Catch them on the, I wanted to make sandwiches. I was pissed off about this fry cook position.
Because you're better than this.
Yeah. I don't know how these stupid ass people y'all got in here making sandwiches and I ain't.
You want to make a Whopper. You want to make.
Man, I want to make a damn Whopper, man.
That's funny, Steve. So, and then later on in life, you got to do Burger King commercials, right?
You did?
Yeah.
Boy, it's been, I used to work on the assembly line at Ford Motor Company. Then became a head, Ford was my top sponsor for the Hoodie Awards.
That's
and
right.
I had Ford Motor Company put the car on Family Feud.
Yeah,
wow.
Nice.
So wait a minute, though. What did you, you said you worked on the assembly line. What made you leave that job? It wasn't a good job. What happened?
What made me leave it?
Yeah.
And they called layoffs.
Oh.
Did nobody leave for it?
Surely.
I'm just wondering.
Stuff happened in my house. I didn't leave school. They sent a letter to my house and told me not to come back.
You didn't land on Plymouth Rock, Steve?
No, I didn't. Everything happened to me. I was forced out.
Oh, what happened after that?
Well, I worked down at the college on maintenance from midnight to 4 a.m. Well, I wanted to work in the kitchen so I could eat.
That was smart.
God, that's how you
that
get your grub on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's how I supplied my stove.
Oh, your store.
Yeah, the stove in my room.
See, this is why he can't run for president or nothing.
Oh, he can now. All that's out the window now, Tom.
See, I had two double I hot plates.
Okay.
Which were illegal probably in
your room. And I had them in my closet where you could close the door. And when I opened them at night, late at night, I had a stove in there. I sold like platters and plates and sandwiches. I had ham and cheese. Wow. I had steaks.
Oh, that's why you wanted to be on sandwiches, because you
had steaks.
Y'all stole steaks out the freezer.
You know how hard it is to get steaks out the cafeteria?
That ain't hard at all. You work there midnight to 4. You're the only one in there. So I had a Kent State bag that hung outside my window on the 8th floor. It had that little crank handle on it. I just, you know, the drawstring plastic bag?
Yeah.
That was my freezer. So when the fellas walked by and they saw the bag hanging out the window, they know I got steaks.
Wow, Steve.
And then I made sandwiches after all the parties. I had a pancake platter with bacon.
What an enterprising young man
you were.
Where
did you get pancake batter and bacon from as a college student? Where'd you get that from?
When I sold the steaks, I had money. So I go to the grocery store and I buy pancake batter.
Wait, excuse me. Now, Carla.
Yes.
When we first started the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Steve had these same kind of fryers. What do you call them? That with the
hot
plug?
Plate.
Yeah, with the
hot plate. Plate.
He, yeah. We would
electric
be on the
skillet.
Okay, that's what you call it. I see. I would
okay,
know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Steve had these same skillets, type skillets. While we were on the air, he was frying eggs.
The whole hallway.
Wait a minute, in the studio?
Yeah. Studio
in the studio
and in the hallway.
Right. Bacon. He would say.
That's not allowed.
He would,
at radio station.
Yeah, he would tell me.
He
would tell me something like, "You take it," or "It's breakfast time." He'd be cooking bacon, eggs, toast.
Dog, I had English muffins.
When the show going on?
Yeah. You know, they playing two records in a row. I didn't understand. I came out here to talk. I don't play records.
Carla, he would come in the middle of a record. I got some eggs and bacon out there, y'all. Huh?
What?
Are you serious?
Cook your grass lamb.
No just like, just an all-American.
And Carla, it would be good, too, because Steve can cook.
Cook my ass off.
Oh, man.
Chocolate chip, pancakes. I have, you know, apple and cinnamon red can.
Blueberry.
You was doing the doggone thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so that was his job, yeah. All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.